We are now out on Main Street, Springville, in the Heritage Building of the Concord Historical Society. This is a recreation of downtown Springville from 1920 to 1960. As you look around, you'll see some familiar items in here. This display is of the Union Block Building. This building was built in 1868. And the display that we're standing in front of right now is our tribute to Jack Yellen. Now, Jack Yellen was a chicken farmer here in Springville. Actually lived in Morton's Corners, just about 3 miles west of Springville. But Jack did have another job. He was chief lyricist for MGM in Hollywood, writing the words for most of the songs that MGM put in their movies and that were produced and displayed on Broadway. Some of Jack's more famous songs was Happy Days Are Here Again, You Are My Sunshine, Alabama Jubilee, Down by the Ohio, Ain't She Sweet, 1931, the governor of New York State, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, actually contacted Jack and asked him to write his campaign song as Mr. Roosevelt was going to run for the presidency of the United States. For that, from the movie Chasing Rainbows, Jack wrote, Happy Days Are Here Again. That was a song that Jack wrote for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The kiosk on your left will give you the opportunity to hear some of Jack's songs. In the back of the display, there's a picture of Jack's wife, Lucille Yellen. Now, when Jack went to Hollywood, he met Lucy, who was a chorus girl out there. And she was a few years younger than Jack was, but he married her and he brought Lucy back to the chicken farm here in Morton's Corners. And Lucy lived on that chicken farm until she died just approximately 10 years ago now. In the picture below Lucy, you see the Munchkins. The connection there is that in 1939, Lucy was the choreographer for the movie The Wizard of Oz. The steamer trunk that Lucy's picture is setting on actually belonged to one of the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker. Jack wrote most of Sophie Tucker's material. And when she performed in Europe, this is how she would take her wardrobe with her on the ships to and from Europe. When Sophie Tucker passed away in the early 1970s, she gave a couple of these steamer trunks to Jack Yellen.